one of us has wondered or examined the motives for going on or examined the direction that we're going in. And because we are, we care about our music individually, we're all in music before Deep Purple, and we all have our own views on where it should be. And it's only when that collective consciousness comes into being and starts working that the band really starts rolling again. And I think probably to, without dragging this out, to actually last like our last time on a scale of 1 to 1, I think the idea is that when Roger and I joined the band in 69, it settled into, I think, probably what has become recognized as the definitive Deep Purple, as far as we started writing all of our own music, and it was very much a band of its time. Since then, we broke up a few times, and other people have been in the band, but we've all seemed to gravitate back towards each other. There was another important period in the 80s when we did Perfect Strangers, and there was another important period, a rather peculiar getting back together again a couple of years ago for Perfect, for Battle Rages On. It actually led to another momentous event in the life of Perfect, and that was Richard Blackmore, which has had the same effect. I think when Roger and I joined, we started working with Martin Birch and those sort of things. It has acted as a catalyst for the band to realise that life goes on and there is a Deep Purple. And what the excitement over last year is.